In the year 1900, a team of sponge divers paused on the island of Antikythera to wait out a storm. Deciding to search for sponges off the island's coastline, a diver named Elias de Diatis slipped into the ocean and began to explore, unaware that he was about to unlock the path to an ancient secret that could forever change our understanding of the history of science and technology. Imagine Mr. Stadiatos for a moment. Wrapped in a canvas suit, drifting deeper and deeper beneath the surface of the ocean, the only audible sound his own breathing inside the copper diving helmet and the gentle whoosh of the compressed air supply. He sees dim figures on the seabed nearby and moves toward them. But suddenly, the abstract shapes take form and a heap of rotting corpses and horses become visible through the haze. Of course, this turned out to be not horses and bodies, but the wreck of an ancient Roman merchant vessel containing many bronze figures and marble statues. Exploration and recovery continued on the site, bringing up many artifacts, but it was not until May of 1902 that the most extraordinary discovery was made. The remains of the Greek corbita, which had given the sponge diver so much fright, were to yield one of the most important, and mysterious, technological artifacts of all time. I'm Laura Hall, and this is the story of the Antikythera mechanism. Originally discovered in a calcified lump of corroded bronze recovered from the shipwreck site, the Antikythera mechanism dates to around 150 to 100 BC and is about the size of a wall clock. The device contains 82 fragments, including bronze gear wheels, dials, and puzzling inscriptions. It is the few surviving gear wheels of the mechanism that make this discovery so remarkable. Researchers in the late 50s determined that the device was designed to display the date, positions of the sun and moon, the phase of the moon, a 19-year calendar, and to predict eclipses. Derek J. DeSola Price wrote in the June 1959 issue of Scientific American, "Because of them, we may have to revise many of our estimates of Greek science. By studying them, we may find vital clues to the true origins of that high scientific technology which hitherto has seemed peculiar to our modern civilization, setting it apart from all cultures of the past. Nothing like this instrument is preserved elsewhere. Nothing comparable to it is known. On the contrary, from all that we know of science and technology in the Hellenistic age, we should have felt that such a device could not exist." In an article published on July 30, 2008 in the journal Nature, scientists reported that recent study of the device revealed more than just a way to calculate complex cycles of mathematical astronomy. "The mechanism is full of surprises," said Professor Alexander Jones of the Institute for the Study of the Ancient World at New York University, "and the latest revelations for the first time established its cultural origin." It was known that the device bore inscriptions, though they were hidden beneath corrosion and surface accretions. But using a method known as microfocus X-ray computed tomography, which produces cross-section images, researchers were able to read the month names on a 19-year calendar inscribed on the back of the device. These names match calendars from Corinthian colonies in northwestern Greece, which originated from Babylonians from at least the early 5th century BC. Yet, even more intriguing were the details of another dial on the back of the device, a piece which follows the four-year cycles of the Olympiad and the associated Panhellenic Games. The ancient Greeks could easily work out when to stage the Olympic Games without the Antikythera mechanism. They simply happened every 4 years, as they do now, said mathematician and filmmaker Toby Freeth of the Antikythera Mechanism Research Project in Cardiff, Wales. So, it was a surprise to find this very simple dial represented on this highly sophisticated mechanism. The inclusion of the Olympiad dial says more about the central cultural importance of the games than about their advanced technology. In 500 BC, the worlds ended, and the oracles and scientists watched with their omphaloi. After the ban of the labyrinth sport in 480 BC, the Agonothetai were forced to work in secret to preserve the great tradition. Though we can only speculate, it is easy to assume that the scientists and the oracles would have collaborated to ensure the preservation of this essential knowledge. The Antikythera mechanism is a device of previously unthinkable complexity. Its most precious secret was inscribed in letters only 1.7 millimeters tall. Could this apparatus from nearly 500 years later have been adapted by these great gamekeepers to continue their careful monitoring of the alignment of parallel worlds? This mechanism, the only remaining one of its kind, lay undisturbed on the bottom of the ocean for nearly 2,000 years. Nearly 100 years since its initial discovery, we're only beginning to fully understand its purpose. But, as the Agonathetai had been lost in our world and are now beginning to rise again and flourish, so too is our understanding of the deep significance of the Olympic Games and the vital importance of the lost sport.